There's something that happened this past weekend in a college baseball game in Memphis. Memphis was hosting the University of Central Florida. You recall the famous baseball pine tar game from 1983. The Royals and the Yankees, where George Brett hits a home run, and then the Yankees challenge and say there's too much pine tar in his bat. And the umpires call him out, and Brett comes charging out of the dugout. Well, it didn't escalate to that, but there was an incident that happened in this baseball game. In fact, the announcers, I'll just kind of set it up for you. They make the reference to it, and I'll tell you what's going on. Here we go.
Very similar to the old George Brett pine tar incident against the Yankees.
So they're talking about it because in the first inning, the University of Central Florida, they jumped out to a 5-0 lead, thanks in large part to catcher Andrew Sundin belting a 3-run homer. After he hit that 3-run homer, Memphis, the home team, challenged that there was too much pine tar, and just like in that George Brett incident, they went to home plate, put the bat on it to measure it, decided there was too much, and the umpires called them out.
Oh, really?
Nobody came charging out of the dugout, but the Central Florida manager came out. You know, they started discussing things, and eventually, after consulting, it says, a rule book, it was overturned, didn't have to go to the commissioner and have the game replayed or picked up from that incident.
Yeah.
But so the calling was overturned and the home run was allowed to stand. But there was then some heated exchanges and eventually some ejections and some benches kind of cleared a little bit. It got a little testy, but yeah.
Wow.
George Brett got wind of this.
Oh. Huh.
And just sent out some tweets. One of the tweets was, at least I beat the coach to the umpire.
He did do that.
And he also said, didn't think anyone was using pine tar anymore. Which, come to think of it, I don't know. You know, it used to be a big thing in Major League Baseball, but I think they've got other ways now that they're, you know, using it to, you know, get a good grip on the bat and things like that. It used to be legendary that people were using that stuff all over the place.
Way back, put some lead in the bat.
But, yeah. I'll put a link up on the Morning Team Show page if you want to check out the whole incident with some commentary and stuff. But it's just like, wow, from 1983 to 2022. You know, that's what other pine tar incidents have there been? I don't think of any.
Is that what happened with the George Brett Yankees Kansas City Royals game? Was that they ended up having to replay it?
Well, no, they picked it up from where they left off.
Is that what they did? Okay,
yeah, because the home run was overturned, and I think they went and played the after the commissioner's office overturned the call.
Gotcha.
I think they picked it up from that day. Gotcha. The Royals eventually went on to win.
Still one of the more iconic baseball scenes ever is when George Brett is leaping out of the dugout in anger. Yes, in disbelief.
One of those that if you never saw it live, it still lives on because it's such a great.
Yep.
It just shows up in the rage montage.
Yeah, right. That's right.